of goodwill despite the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. On Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee planning to vote Thursday on a resolution to determine an impeachment probe of President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the resolution the committee will consider would set parameters for the panel's impeachment hearings.
The resolution would allow the committee to designate certain hearings as impeachment hearings, empower staff to question witnesses, allow some evidence to remain private, and permit the president's counsel to officially respond to testimony.
That was the AP's Mike Hempen. Articles of impeachment would have to be voted on by the full House, and it is doubtful the Republican Senate would vote to remove the president from office. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are debating Thursday night. It's the third in a string of Democratic presidential debates ahead of next year's party election contest to pick a nominee to face President Trump. The three-hour debate is the first since late July. Iran says it has sold oil on a tanker near Syria's coast to a private company. This would be in defiance of U.S. efforts to stop such a sale, fueling debate among observers about whether the ship has offloaded any crude. U.S. ally Britain had seized the tanker on July 4th on suspicion of planning to deliver Iranian oil to Syria in violation of EU sanctions on the Syrian government. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. More than a week after Hurricane Dorian, Bahamian authorities say at least 2,500 people are still missing, and the death toll of 50 is expected to rise. Reuters' Serena Dayaram reports.
Authorities in the Bahamas are working to put together a picture of the human cost of Hurricane Dorian more than a week after it ravaged the country. On Wednesday, they said some 2,500 people are still missing and at least 50 are confirmed dead in the wake of the country's most powerful storm on record. That number is expected to rise drastically. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says the government is ramping up efforts to find those who had died.
We will first and foremost put the priority on notifying families and giving them the help they need to grieve.
Minnis has also called for a national day of mourning but did not specify when, saying flags will be flown at half-mast on all public buildings to mourn the dead.
That was Reuters' Serena Dayaram. Robert Mugabe's funeral will be a private family occasion, according to a spokesman on Thursday. The nephew of the former Zimbabwean president, Leo Mugabe, said well-wishers would have three more days to view his body and pay their respects.
Why are you not allowing the world to see the funeral?
It's not
of
me.
A great icon?
It's not me. They can see him. They can see him. You know, we have 3 days of body viewing. Today in Rufaro, tomorrow in Rufaro, Saturday at the National Sports Stadium. The world can see. All these cameras can take those pictures.
There has been confusion over whether Mugabe would have a state funeral or a private one. Leo Mugabe insisted there was no feud with the Zimbabwean government over the arrangements. After the public viewings, Mugabe's casket will later be taken to the country's national stadium in Harare and then to his birthplace. President Trump again dangled the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions on Iran if it can bring President Hassan Rouhani to the bargaining table. Trump's spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday.
It could happen. It could happen. Yeah. No problem with meeting. Iran should straighten out because, frankly, they're in very bad position right now, and they should straighten it out because they could straighten it out very easy.
Trump added that the U.S. is not looking for a regime change in Iran and said the country has tremendous potential. President Trump is set to visit the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland on Thursday. He will address Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit. This after the president recently called the majority black city a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.